It seems only proper to honour the Beatles on the occasion of their 1964 one and only appearance in City Park. And one New Orleans hotel is getting a second chance to do so, especially since they turned down the opportunity to house them 50 years ago.
In 1964, when the Beatles came to New Orleans for the concert at City Park, they requested to stay at the Hotel Monteleone. And at that point, the rumor goes that maybe the crowd might be a little too rambunctious, and we turned down that opportunity. So this is our chance to say hello and bring back the British invasion to the Hotel Monteleone.
That's the hotel's director of sales and marketing, Ken Westmuth. Working in partnership with the Sanger's Theatre's Beatle tribute presentation of Rain, January 17th through 19th, he and the Monteleone restaurant staff have gone into high creative gear, including a special menu.
For the soup, we have all we are saying is give peace a chance. And I bet you that's the one that you like the most. And that is spring peas, asparagus, prosciutto, chiffonade. Then we also have I Am the Eggplant. That is my favorite because when I was a kid and when everybody's a kid, everybody heard I Am the Eggman, I Am the Walrus. And of course, it's a sweet potato and andouille sausage soup with eggplant caviar. Delicious, delicious.
That's executive sous chef Jose Manguia, who with executive chef Randy Buck developed their dream menu.
And then you have strawberry fields, of course. Mixed greens, glazed strawberries, ricotta, grilled brioche, vanilla bean vinaigrette.
And those are just a couple of the dozen dishes offered. Now, 30-something sous chef Jose is from La Ceiba, Honduras. He wasn't even on Earth when the Beatles came here. So how come he's a Fab Four fan?
My parents used to play him all the time. As a matter of fact, some of the toys that I used to own were actually Beatle dolls. Before I even got to the U.S., I would always want a particular LP that maybe you cannot find it in Honduras. And when I came here, I reached heaven. And furthermore than that, after that, I got the chance to go to England. And when I was in Abbey Road, I was actually in the clouds.
Carly Brown is another 30-something from a Beatlemanic household, director of the French Quarter Gallery Vintage 329 that will be exhibiting Beatles memorabilia in the hotel. She learned early which member of her family showed up at the frenzied City Park concert.
My mom did. She freaked out. She can't even talk about it. She's like one of, I think there's actually an image somewhere on record of her in the crowd just screaming. Oh, and she met Paul, she accosted Paul McCartney in an airport not too many years ago. She got through the security guards and everything. It's sort of a nightmare. That's true.
Ah, but Carly, you have to realize, for those of a certain age, those guys changed the world. To learn more about the Beatles in New Orleans and Sharon's, yes, this Sharon's, Aunt Jessie and her role as Ringo's auntie in their devastatingly bad cinematic effort, Magical Mystery Tour, run, don't walk, to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, this is Sharon Litwin saying, all you need is love.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say but you can learn how to play the game.